A reading from the book of the prophet Micah. Shepherd your people with your staff, the flock of your inheritance, that dwells apart in a woodland in the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead, as in the days of old, as in the days when you came from the land of Egypt. Show us wonderful signs. Who is there like you, the God who removes guilt and pardons sin for the remnant of his inheritance? Who does not persist in anger forever, but delights rather in clemency, and will again have compassion on us, treading underfoot our guilt? You will cast into the depths of the sea all our sins. You will show faithfulness to Jacob and grace to Abraham, as you have shown to our fathers from days of old. The word of the Lord. Lord, show us your mercy and love. Lord, show us your mercy and love. You have favored, O Lord, your land. You have brought back the captives of Jacob. You have forgiven the guilt of your people. You have covered all their sins. You have withdrawn all your wrath. You have revoked your burning anger. Lord, show us your mercy and love. Restore us, O God, our Savior, and abandon your displeasure against us. Will you be ever angry with us, prolonging your anger to all generations? Lord, show us your mercy and love. Will you not instead give us life? And shall not your people rejoice in you? Show us, O Lord, your kindness, and grant us your salvation. Lord, show us your mercy and love.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus was speaking to the crowds. His mother and his brothers appeared outside, wishing to speak with him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. And so the priests were at Emmaus last month, and the first day we went through one of the documents that Pope Francis put out for priests in February. And he talks about that the priest needs to have closeness with Jesus, closeness with his bishop, closeness with other priests, and closeness with the flock. And when he talks about the closeness with Jesus, the call for all of us to be holy. And so, and you know, different priests got up and told, "Oh, yes, about the holiness." And so, after listening to a couple, I got up and I said, "Can we define holiness, please?" And then they all look at me, and the bishop looks like me at like, "Oh, here we go." And I says, "Again, holiness is when God's will and our will become one. It isn't acting holy, looking holy, pretending to be holy. It's not doing holy acts. It's doing God's will." And see, we got to make sure we cut through everything, because here are people saying, could you imagine if you were the Blessed Mother at this moment? She's outside getting to see, wanting to see Jesus. And Jesus is saying, "Okay, in a minute, you know." My mother would have said, "I'll show you who your mother is." But that's all beside the point. He says, "Who is my mother? How do you become a member of my family?" "By whoever does the will of my Father." People, that is holiness. That is what we got to be striving for every day. And I'm a broken record when it comes to this. This is what our only purpose in life must be: to do God's will. Not my will, not my acts of holiness, only the will of God. That's what we must do if we're going to make it to heaven and if we're going to be holy. You got it? You get it? You're going to do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.